Well, you wouldn't think so, but possibly trying to create the perfect runner is like building the perfect house. I know it sounds like a mad analogy, but here goes. One of the things that first attracted me to running was its simplicity. I loved the idea that in order to run, all you needed was three things: a pair of running shoes, shorts, and a t-shirt. Wherever I was, I could run on a holiday, on my lunch break at work, anytime, any place. I didn't need a gym, I didn't need specialist equipment, I didn't need to rely on others to form a team, I didn't have to meet up a specific time. It was just, it's just great. It's one of the things which I absolutely love about running, still love about running. Recently, however, as I get more serious about my running, I find that simplicity is giving way to complexity. I now run with a GPS phone running app on my iPhone to tell me how fast I'm going, my split times, etc. I am conscious of my nutrition, reading running magazines all the time. I have days where I carb load and days where I avoid complex carbohydrates. Often run with a drink belt so I can drink on the go for my longer runs. I have read books about running form and think about how I'm engaging my core as I run up a hill, or about engaging my glutes as I go down a hill. This is so far from simplicity, the shoes, t-shirts, shorts, that it feels like a cruel joke is being played on me, and I'm now desperately trying to get that simplicity back. And so, the other day, I came across the idea of informed simplicity in an architectural book. The book's called 100 Things I Learned in Architecture School by Matthew Frederick. According to Matthew Frederick, according to the book, there are three levels of knowledge, which are demonstrated by the diagrams in the picture at the start of this audio book. First of all, there's simplicity. It's the kind of the worldview of a child, a naive view that you experience things very simply. You know, all you need is the three boxes. Then the next thing is complexity, where you're trying to have more, do more things. It characterizes the ordinary adult worldview, an awareness of complex systems in nature and society, trying to get more done, hence 12 boxes. Then you have informed simplicity. Right, now, this is the important part. It's an enlightened view of reality. It is founded upon an ability to discern or create like patterns within complex mixtures. So you can actually get 12 areas with only three boxes. In my running, I have gone from stage one to stage two. I've gone from simplicity to complexity. What I need to do is get to the third stage, informed simplicity. Instead of seeing each set of muscles working separately, working on my glutes, working on my core, working on my thighs, what I need to do is improve the way that I see them as one fluid mechanism. Instead of adding a GPS device to my runs on top of all my other running paraphernalia, instead I should try and integrate it into my training the way that a pianist uses a metronome. The metronome doesn't complicate their playing during practice. It's an aid to their performance. It becomes one. It's like a drumbeat to the piano. It's not something extra. So like the diagram at the start of this audio book, what I want to achieve more in my running is the idea of that simplicity of being able to integrate everything, still with just the three simple boxes, but achieving more. To do that, I need to work on at least 12 different things, but instead of compartmentalizing them in the complex view, as in diagram 2, what I need to do is actually achieve the same results through complex simplicity. I still want the same simplicity out of this at the start, my running shoes, shorts, t-shirt, very simple, but I want to achieve more. I want to achieve 12 things instead of 3 things. But I still want the simplicity. After I've figured out how to do it with my running, all I need to do is figure out how to do it with the rest of my life. Simple.